This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Air Venture 2014. I'm with Jeff Simon of Social Flight. Jeff, you got a lot of new stuff to announce here, so let's get started.
Yeah, thanks very much, Paul. We're really excited to be here. I mean, we just released Social Flight 4, which in only 2 years of having Social Flight around, this is our fourth major release. And what we've done is we've added over 100,000 places that you can walk to from an airport. This includes everything from restaurants to hotels and attractions, museums, even golf. We had someone come up just recently and said that they found where they could fly into and walk to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And they did that using Social Flight. So we're really, really excited about that. But we're here at the show now announcing the Social Flight Parade of Planes program for September. And this is really interesting concept because what we've done is we looked at what's happening kind of in general aviation. We're down to basically two major shows a year. And if you really want to see what's happening in the industry, what the new aircraft are, things like that, it's tough to be in touch. And so what we've done is we've established this 1 month where all of the major manufacturers and even the smaller ones are partnering with us to show in Social Flight where all these aircraft already are as they're traveling around the United States and turn each of these stops into an event where people are invited out at their local airport, if the plane's going to be there, to come and see it. It, you know, static display, some of them are having events, there's dealers doing it. It's this really great opportunity to say, you know, September is the Parade of Planes month, and you hit one button in Social Flight and you'll be able to see all these places where you can just go see it. And that's really exciting for us.
Are you going to do that just for the month of September, or will that be a fixed feature?
Well, I think that it will turn into a fixed feature that'll continue at some point, but we're focusing it on September so we can really get the energy going around it. And then we're looking at it to see how will this translate for other products, because it's the same challenge, whether you're dealing with headsets or whether you're dealing with something like avionics. And the idea that you could focus this time period and that all the different shops or places that have the products there for you to see hands-on could have an open event and invite you to come down and see it in that environment, not a salesy one, just to go experience it, I think that's something aviation is lacking.
As far as the manufacturers, would they have to actively participate in it? And if so, how do they do that?
Well, there's certainly no cost to it, and that's what's important. Social Flight itself is free, and for manufacturers or dealers to participate in the Parade of Planes program is entirely free. So all they really need to do is show where the planes are and where they're going to have someone available for that couple-hour window or whatever it is to show it. And when you think about it, this is kind of happening anyway, because the way that all of these manufacturers generally sell is they have these aircraft, the demo aircraft, across the United States, and they end up making appointments with people that are highly qualified to go do a flight and hopefully close on a deal. But in the meantime, they're making fuel stops, they're meeting these people, they're at these airports anyway. And so the idea that they could sit here and meet with that contact 12 to 2 and then say, well, you know what, I'm going to stay from 2 to 4, 2 to 5 and invite anyone nearby, come down, sit in it, check it out, let's talk about it and, you know, have a burger, whatever it is. I think this is a great opportunity to get the community together, because ultimately Social Flight is about motivating people to fly, generating that energy around general aviation. And for us, we've seen that events do that.
Maybe I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but could that be tied in with GPS and ADS-B and maybe some of the traffic systems or FlightAware to do it automatically?
Well, I'm going to hold my cards a little close on that, but let's just say that Social Flight 5 is already in the works. And you're right. You know, when you look at it, we know where our people are. We all know where each other is. And if you want to volunteer and make yourself available to say this is where everybody is and organize around that, it opens up some very exciting possibilities. And if you think about something like here we are at Oshkosh, and as everyone migrates to the event, inevitably you end up bumping into people the closer you get, more often at fuel stops or places to eat. And it turns out you're all going to the same place and you chat about that and you bond about it. Well, we have the ability to actually make that happen intentionally. And that is the future of Social Flight.
Okay, to close it out, tell us how people find out about Social Flight and what they need to do to get the app.
Absolutely. So Social Flight, again, is completely free. It's on the web at socialflight.com, one word. And then it's also available on just about any device. So you can go to the Google Play Store for Android phones and tablets, and you can go to the App Store and get it on iOS for your iPad or your iPhone. Again, totally free, and it's really exciting. We're very, very happy.
And there's a link on AdWeb.
There is, absolutely. AdWeb is a great partner of ours, and it's something that helps everybody together.
Okay, thanks, Jeff.
Thank you so much, Paul.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AirVenture 2014. We've been talking to Jeff Simon of Social Flight. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.